Most Holy Father, the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present today wish to express to you their sentiments of respect and esteem, and to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as the successor of Peter. At the end of the audience, we will sing together the Our Father in Latin. The Holy Father will then impart his apostolic blessing, which he willingly extends to the members of your families at home. And in a special way, his blessing goes to your children and to your loved ones who are sick. The following is a summary of the Holy Father's words this morning. Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on the Creed, we now turn to the final article, I believe in life everlasting. At Christ's coming in glory as judge of the living and the dead, we will be held accountable before God for the good we have done or failed to do in this life. We tend to regard this final judgment with a certain trepidation, yet the Church invites us to see it as a source of consolation and joyful hope. The early Christians celebrated this hope using the expression Maranatha, to invoke Christ's return and the beginning of the great wedding feast of a humanity reconciled with God. At our judgment, we will not be alone, for Jesus, our advocate with the Father, will be at our side, together with all the saints. For as he tells us, the Son was sent into the world in order to save it, and those who believe in him will not be condemned. God's judgment takes place in our lives each day by the way in which we respond to Christ's teaching and imitate him in serving our brothers and sisters. Let us prepare then to meet our judge with confidence and joyful trust in his promises.